Tonight on the Delta Pass Football Report, we've made it to the promised land, the second season, the playoffs, and now it's a race to the finish line at War Memorial Stadium. I'm David Wallace. Before we forget about them all together, let's take a moment to tip our caps to those who didn't make it, including Cabot and the second winningest coach in state history, Mike Malham, who rides off into the sunset with 301 wins. He made his mark a long time ago. Others start this week trying to make theirs. Hold on tight, the Delta Pass Football Report starts now.
Ready, set, hut, hut.
Let's get it going for the first round of the playoffs and welcome in our Delta Pass Football Report crew. Chris Hooten breaking down Class 2A, Chuck Livingston on 3A, Barry Grooms handling 4A and 5A, and we start with Chad Hooten with the largest classifications. Let's begin with the Class 7A Hootens.com top 10. Number 1, North Little Rock, a pristine 10-0 on the regular season. Number 2 is Fayetteville. Bryan at number 3. The top 3 teams won their games by an average margin of 29 points last week. Number 4 is Bentonville out of the West. Conway at 5. Bentonville West is 6th. 7th-ranked Fort Smith Northside has all of its starters healthy and eligible for the playoffs. At number 8, Springdale has its most wins since Gus Malzahn's 2005 team finished 14-0 with a state title. 9th is Fort Smith Southside. And at number 10, it's Little Rock Catholic. Let's begin in the top half of the bracket, Chad. Number 9, Fort Smith Southside at number 8, Springdale.
David, Northside beat Van Buren 36-21. 9 weeks ago, back in week 2 of the regular season. And in that game, Northside's quarterback had a heyday. Derek Deuce Wise accounted for 337 yards and 4 touchdowns, including, get this, 14 of 16 passing for almost 200 yards. So Van Buren must slow Wise down. Although that game was pretty close midway through the second quarter, Van Buren trailed just 17-14, but they would finish with only 15 yards rushing. Van Buren certainly the underdog, but we'll see if maybe the point have closed the gap a little bit on arguably one of the best defensive teams in Arkansas. Hootens.com picking the Grizzlies by 11 over Van Buren.
All right, Chad, also in the top half of the bracket, the lowest-ranked playoff team in 7A, Rogers, goes to number 5, Conway. Conway just creamed Rogers 41-14 in the first round last year. Rogers returns to the postseason because Harbor had to forfeit 2 conference games. This should be lopsided. Hootens.com is picking Conway by 26. Now to the bottom half of the bracket, and that's where the 7A game of the week is, Chad. It's Van Buren at number 7, Fort Smith Northside.
David, Springdale has won 7 games. That's the most since Gus Malzahn, and the Bulldogs went 14-0 back in 2005. So it's been a great season for the Bulldogs. They lost their starting quarterback, Grant Allen, a couple of weeks ago. Had to run it a lot at Van Buren. Got 222 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns in an 11-point win at Van Buren last Friday. Springdale will look to slow down Southside's rushing attack. The Mavericks get almost 200 yards on the ground weekly. And, of course, their dual-threat quarterback, Tay Gatewood, is a great one. He's passing for over 170 yards weekly, and he gets 5.5 yards every time he takes off with it. Southside bounces back from last week's loss to crosstown rival Northside, the Mavericks, by 11 at Springdale.
All right, also in the bottom half of the bracket, number 10, Little Rock Catholic slides into the playoffs and has to go to number 2, Fayetteville. Fayetteville senior quarterback Darius Bowers completes 71% of his passes for 315 yards on average every week. 20 TDs, only 2 interceptions this year. He's pretty good. Hootens.com picking the Purple Dogs of Fayetteville by 28.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
Now to Class 6A, where defending champion Greenwood tops the list at number 1. Benton recorded its 3rd shutout of the season last week and remains at number 2. West Memphis is unbeaten, 10-0 at number 3. Marion matched its regular season school record for wins with 8 and has the lofty ranking of number 4. All 4 of those teams have a first-round bye. At 5, you have Searcy, then Russellville 6, Jonesboro at number 7, El Dorado 5-5 on the year but ranked number 8. Pine Bluff has not had a great year but checks in at number 9. Well, the Hootens.com game of the week, Chad, is in the bottom half of the bracket. It's number 11, Lake Hamilton, at number 7, Jonesboro.
David, Lake Hamilton gets in the playoffs despite losing 4 of their final 5 games in the regular season, including 40-0 last week at Greenwood. The Wolves will try to run it as always. They average almost 7 yards per carry at Lake Hamilton, and 8 players for Lake Hamilton have rushed for at least 200 yards or more. Jonesboro could start five or six sophomores on offense and defense in this game, but senior Logan Orr, who's committed to La Monroe, anchors a pretty good defense. They're giving up just less than 21 points per game, although they've been vulnerable to the big play at Jonesboro this season. Lake Hamilton's not really a big play team. Hootens.com taking the Hurricane at home by 10 over Lake Hamilton.
All right, let's go to the bottom half of that bracket to check out the other game. Number 9 Pine Bluff at number 8 El Dorado. Hootens.com likes Pine Bluff by 3. Now to the top half of the bracket for a top 10 battle. 5th ranked Searcy welcoming number 10 Siloam Springs. Hootens.com going with the Lions of Searcy by 6. Number 6 Russellville is home to Sylvan Hills, and Hootens.com picks the home team there as well. Russellville by 10.
This is Chad Hooten with Hootens Arkansas Football for Delta Pest Control. They do a great job all around the state, and not only doing the traditional termite and pest control, but unfortunately, one thing that's been really big in Arkansas this year, bed bugs. Delta Pest has gone in and taken care of the bed bugs in more than 500 locations around the state this year. You know, the only thing worse than bed bugs might be to have some bats hanging from your rafters in the attic. Guess what? Delta Pest can take care of that too. So whatever your needs are, Delta Pest Control can handle it. Call Bill and Doris Lawrence or look them up online. Delta Pest Control.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 65 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Some of your kids' toughest competition can be sports injuries. That's why Arkansas Children's Hospital is open Saturday morning with access to treatment for fractures, dislocations, sprains, and more. I'm Chad Hooten with Hooten's Arkansas Football, and at Arkansas Children's Hospital, your developing athlete will see the state's leading sports injury experts. Diagnosis, treatment, surgery, physical therapy, all designed for the safest return to play. No appointments necessary, 9 to 11. The Arkansas Children's Saturday morning sports injury clinic.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Arkansas Beef Council and the Beef Producers of Arkansas. For great beef recipes, visit this site, beefitswhatsfordinner.com.